Welcome to Mammon Audio. Spankings experienced in childhood can find an interesting echo in more adult experiences. Denise wrote to us to tell about an intriguing mutual spanking experience with her sibling. She writes, "I've always been close to my older sister Julie. There is barely a year between us, and as we grew up, we did pretty much everything together, including getting into trouble, of course, slash neither mom nor dad was above giving us a smack bottom when we misbehaved. Although in later years, dad pretty much left mom to deal with us. I guess he felt it wasn't appropriate for a father to spank his daughters past a certain age. The smacking always hurt. Mom had a good hard hand, and we always had a damn good cry afterwards. If it was just one of us who had got their ass tanned, the other would always be there to console her. We still live close by, and one day I was round at Julie's, having a morning coffee with her. We somehow got to talking about mom's disciplinary methods, and we agreed that we had deserved everyone, and that it had been an effective method of child discipline, which we had mimicked with our own kids, in fact. We had talked for a bit about our spankings, remembering specific scrapes which landed either one or both of us with a sore backside, when Julie fell silent for a bit, then went to a drawer and produced a small format magazine. It was the much-missed Penthouse Forum. We've always pretty open about sex matters with each other, freely discussing doing our marital duty in bed and our respective husbands' preferences. Julie jabbed a finger at an item on the letters page and passed the magazine to me. It was from a housewife called Yvonne and recounted how she and her friend Joanne liked giving each other a smack bottom, enjoying particularly the warm burning sensation in their pants afterwards. I looked up at Julie, who was gazing at me closely. "What do you think of that?" she asked. I blushed slightly. Interesting. I'd actually found it very stimulating reading but couldn't quite admit it. Have you ever felt like you wanted to relive that experience we got as girls?" Julie asked. I nodded mutely. Then I said, "But it would have to be fair, a spanking each." "All right," Julie said, "we'll toss a coin for who goes first." I could hardly believe this was happening, but I agreed. Of course, I lost the toss. I always did in matters like this. Julie drew her kitchen chair out from the table and patted her lap. Feeling more or less like a fool, I bent over my sister's knee like a naughty little girl. She settled me in place with the experience of a spanking mother, then lifted up my skirt. To my horror, I then felt Julie's hand in the waistband of my knickers. I reached back and told her to stop, pointing out that our mum had never smacked us bare bottom. She merely replied that she wasn't mom and my knickers were definitely coming down, and to be fair, I had seen her smack my nephew with his pants down. However, it was many years since we had shared a room and regularly seen each other's privates, so this felt very humiliating. Then she started to smack my bottom. There was no play about the way she did it. Julie was used to giving it to her kids and smacked me efficiently and painfully. I winced as each smack made my arse warmer and warmer, until the heating effect was unbearable. Finally, she stopped and I stood up, hauling up my pants as I did so. With tears welling up in my eyes despite my efforts to be brave, I told her she'd done me much harder than mom ever had. "Now you know why my kids are so well behaved," Julie said with a grin. "Okay, my turn now," I said. Julie seemed less inclined to take than she had been to give, but sighed and bent over my knee. I lifted her skirt and had no compunction in the circumstances about taking down her own knickers, revealing her large white bottom. When smacking my own kids, I always held them around their waists with my left arm while spanking with the right, as I knew children were apt to wriggle around when getting a tanning. I held my sister tightly in the same way and began to smack her bottom. I enjoyed the feel of her firm buttocks under my hand, although after a while my palm began to burn almost as badly as Julie's bottom undoubtedly was. There was a wooden spoon sitting on the sink drainer, so I reached over and grabbed it and applied 6 more whacks. Julie jumped out her skin but took it like a big girl. However, there was definite water in her eyes when I let her up. For a few minutes we sat on our newly smacked bottoms, saying nothing but enjoying the warmth in our buttocks, which in my case at least was now radiating out to my vagina. After a bit of further desultory, and maybe a bit embarrassed, conversation, I left for my own home, conscious of a wetness between my legs as I walked. We later compared notes and sure enough, we had both sought out and had been given a really good fucking by our respective husbands that evening, which we were more than ready for. We didn't tell either of the men about what exactly got us so in the mood, but I'm sure mine at least must have wondered how come he didn't need to do much foreplay at all to get me ready to accept him. It was the first of many smackings we have now given each other as adults, and our spouses are always the beneficiaries.